Hi there. So it seems like there's a lot of ways to go wrong when you have some employees. Well, maybe today I can make some sense of it for you in a review of the rules and laws governing how you hire, manage, and pay employees. That's all coming up right now. Hi there, I'm Andrea Adams, and this is the HR Hub. Usually I interview other people, but in this series for small and medium businesses and not-for-profits, I'll be sharing my knowledge partly gleaned through consulting. In this series, I aim to help executives, managers, and leaders with some of the intricacies of HR. I am an HR consultant, and this is my client base, so I'm going to help you with some of the common questions and challenges I get from my clients. So the first thing I'm going to cover is, what is compliance? Compliance covers the idea that there is a lot of rules that executives and managers need to follow to stay out of legal trouble. There are a whole variety of rules running the gamut of your business and even your industry. There are HR regulations, finance regulations, environmental regulations, privacy for your customers, privacy for your employees' contracts with vendors, and more. A considerable part of compliance when you have employees is around human resources. As an employer, you must comply with the relevant laws, regulations, and standards when managing your employees. And this applies to recruitment, compensation, benefits, training, performance management, and termination. So really the entire employee life cycle. Compliance is more of a location-specific topic. I am in Canada, and we'll talk about it primarily in a Canadian context. But I know that in the United States, where the majority of my audience is, besides Canada, that in all of these things I'm going to describe, there are parallels. You would just have to look them up. This episode will give you the context to know what to look for. So the first thing I'm going to talk about before I get into the substance of the compliance rules themselves may be a question you have at the top of your mind. But I'm ethical. Isn't that good enough? Well, being ethical and being compliant are related but not the same concept. You can look at embedding ethics in your culture not only as the right thing to do, but as a risk management strategy. Now, doing that isn't going to guarantee you won't have problems, but it does lessen the chances. I have had clients who skirt the very edges of what is legal and ethical, and in those instances, they're getting into trouble quite a bit. Maybe it's going to court, maybe it's tribunal proceedings, and if it's neither of those, it certainly is a hassle. In my opinion, there's not a lot of value in it. It's a lot of time and money and can seriously damage important relationships, like the ones you have with your employees. This is really personal though, so you'll have to figure out where you feel comfortable without creating excessive cost or red tape, wherever you find your balance. So why is it so important? I think we all see this stuff in the news, but it does bear repeating because a lot of things can go wrong if you are not compliant. It is a pivotal aspect of HR for all businesses, but I'd argue it's even more important for small and medium-sized businesses because you just don't have the buffer. Mistakes in this area can be costly, stressful, and really time-consuming. Larger organizations have lawyers and other resources, and many will have worked out the major pitfalls. But if you aren't there yet, I'm here for you. I'm going to tell a story just to put it into a bit of context. There's a story in the news that a man in Canada was awarded almost $1 million after his supervisors called him slow and lazy and a lazy black man. $1 million is a lot of money, and that's just one example. Even if it's a pretty extreme example, I know of many other lesser examples. In addition to the financial cost, there's also reputational risk with compliance problems. You don't want to be the news. And if you're a not-for-profit, it's especially important because reputation is a key way that you compete for talent. The point is, mismanaging in the area of compliance can lead to things going very wrong. So what are the main areas of compliance you have to worry about? So compliance around HR covers a lot of things. I'm going to cover the top five areas of compliance that I encounter most often, and then I will mention a few others. First of all, there's provincial employment standards. If you're federally regulated, the equivalent is this Canadian Labor Code. Employment standards or the Canadian Labor Code are the most far-reaching and comprehensive of the areas of compliance. So either of those are going to cover minimum wage, overtime, hours of work, rest periods, statutory holidays, any type of leave of absence, like mat leave, but bereavement leave, jury leave. Employment standards also covers the rules around termination of employment, such as how much notice you have to give, what you would have to pay in severance at minimum. And if you're an employer operating in more than one province, you're going to have to pay attention to how the laws in that particular province apply to you. My experience has been that provinces make the information really easy to digest simply through Googling your question. Pretty much, it answers the question in plain English. So the next area of compliance that I want to talk to is human rights. Every jurisdiction has laws around human rights to protect individuals from discrimination. These are things you are likely to be familiar with if you've ever read the news. It's things like race, religion, age, sex, sexual orientation, marital status. You cannot discriminate in the workplace on the basis of any of those, including during the hiring process before the individual is actually your employee. And it includes ensuring accommodation for disabilities, which is another protected ground. The next area I'm going to cover is occupational health and safety. For businesses with significant physical demands, the complexity of OHS is considerable. Even if you aren't in the business of physically demanding work, there are still implications. Occupational health and safety rules mandate standards for safe work environment, specific training, proper handling of hazardous materials, and so much more. It is a big, big act, no matter where you are, and there are many industry-specific rules. Say, for example, forestry. You'll have to look up what applies to you. Related to OHS is the fourth area of compliance that I'm highlighting today, and that's workers' compensation. It's not the same as occupational health and safety. While OHS works to prevent issues, WCB works to protect employees after they've been injured and get them back to work. While WCB provides a safety net, it also requires record keeping and reporting promptly when there is an injury at work. Failure to deal with safety or too many accidents will cost employers a shocking amount of money. I did an episode on that, and I'll leave a link at the end. The final area of compliance of my top five here is privacy laws. Privacy laws dictate how much employee information can be collected, how it can be used, and when and how you can disclose it. Key principles here are useful, and they include getting consent for what you collect, limiting the collection and use to times when there's a legitimate business purpose, implementing security to protect the information you're collecting, providing individuals with access to their information, and providing them with the ability to make corrections. So those aren't the only areas of compliance. There are a lot more. So in addition to that list, there's also labor relations, which is enormously impactful, but not to every company because many companies don't have a union. There is also payroll, benefits and taxation rules driven by CRA. Pay equity legislation is also becoming more common. There are also accessibility rules and pensions and benefits rules. Regardless of jurisdiction, the patchwork of provincial or state and federal regulations means that every organization needs to understand which laws apply to them and how to meet the requirement. Some things like bullying and harassment can come up in multiple pieces of legislation. It comes up in human rights legislation if it's based on a protected ground. It's also prohibited by occupational health and safety legislation, which also requires employers to do training so that employees know that it is unacceptable. You may be thinking now, gee, there's so many ways I could screw up. Well, I am going to cover now how to avoid problems as the last topic. So, of course, one way to avoid problems is staying on top of legislative changes. Yes, that's probably easier said than done because it is written to be a legal standard, and it's sometimes hard to digest. So if you don't want to stay on top of that stuff yourself, you could form a relationship with a consultant who can help, like myself. I also know there's many employment lawyers out there who send out emails advising of major legislative changes. You should sign up for one of them. I interviewed someone on my channel who has software to help Canadian organizations understand their compliance rules, and a link to that will be in the show notes as well. And of course, once you've grown to a sufficient size, you'll have to hire your own in-house HR, and they'll definitely be able to help you as well. You can also do training and quick remedial action when there is a hopefully small problem, which will also embed a culture of just not pushing the boundaries when it comes to compliance. Speaking of culture, it is wise, in my opinion, to encourage open communication so that employees can say something early without fearing that they're going to get in trouble or be socially sanctioned. Because if you've got that kind of culture, they're likely to say something sooner than later and help keep you out of trouble. Now, if you're thinking, well, I don't know where I'm at with respect to compliance, many HR consultants, including me, can do an audit. We often just have a pretty straightforward checklist of the things we will look for in your policies and procedures. We'll likely have to have a conversation with you to understand what some of your practices are to ensure that you are compliant and reduce your concern in this area. I am getting to the end of this episode, and I'm going to leave you with this thought, something to think about. Compliance issues can create headaches and, well, that's best case scenario. And then worst case scenario, there are questions of business viability or a serious loss of money if you are uncompliant and there's a award made against you. This topic for me definitely fits into the adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So that is it for this episode. Again, please subscribe so you can see the next in the series, because this is number 2 and I expect to do a lot more in a series I'm doing solely for small and medium businesses and not-for-profits. So reach out to me if you need a little bit of help. I will do my best to give you a hand no matter where you are. You can find me by my website, thehrhub.ca, or via email at andrea@thehrhub.ca. Thanks for watching or listening, and we will see you next time.